It is always a privilege to stand with the Word of God in the midst of the people of God. God bless the speaking and the hearing of His Word this day. My sisters and brothers in Christ, Billy Graham is credited with saying this. I wish he'd never said it. You know what he said? The Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, is a sleeping giant. In the past 30-some years, I've heard a number of people inside the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, take great pride in the fact that Billy Graham said, we are a sleeping giant. For some inside the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, it's good enough to be known as the sleeping giant. Amos talked about that very thing. Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria, you notable men of the foremost nation to whom the people of Israel come. The Bible says God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Satan wants all people to spend eternity in hell, in eternal ruin. Satan is the enemy of God, and a sleeping giant isn't very intimidating. We are the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Our mission statement, you know it? In grateful response to God's grace and empowered by the Holy Spirit through word and sacraments, the mission of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod is vigorously, not complacently, vigorously to make known the love of Christ by word and deed within our churches, communities, and the world. God, you can count on us. We are the ones that you've set apart. You've created us in the water of baptism. You've made us your daughters and your sons. We know what it's like to be your child, to confess our sins, to hear the word of forgiveness, to know that we are so valuable to you that there is no price, not even that of your son, that you would not pay so I can spend eternity with you in heaven, so you can, so the whole world can. You see, when Jesus died on the cross and rose again, it wasn't just for me. It wasn't just for you. It was for every soul. It's unacceptable that as long as there is a Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, that even one soul should perish in hell for lack of hearing and being nurtured by the Word of God. Jesus died for all of us. And I tell you, there's no better news than that. Not for me and not for you. Redeemed by the blood of Christ. Unacceptable that we should complacently, that anybody should complacently sit by while anyone dies eternally. Some years ago, when we moved to St. Louis, we needed a church home. So my wife and I started visiting churches around in the St. Louis area. And one Sunday morning, we visited an urban church, a big church. Had never been there before, never even heard of this church before. And there were about 60 or 70 people inside this huge church building. Very friendly congregation. We were openly welcomed and embraced and had coffee and donuts with the folks out in the narthex afterward. And I was standing in the front doorway. It was a warm day, looking outside, and a woman older than me, old enough to be my mother, lifelong member of that congregation, was telling me about their church. She said, I can remember in the 1950s when there were 1,200 to 1,500 people that regularly worshiped in this church, and now we're having difficulty paying the electric bill. And as we stood there looking out, she said, you see all these houses and apartments? They used to be filled with members of this congregation. And I said, well, who lives there now? I don't know. I said, well, where do these people go to church? I don't know. They don't come here. I said, well, have you invited them to come to church here? She said, no, we don't even know them. Plus, we have our sign right here. And the pastor every Sunday says, all are welcome. And it has the times when our church services are right here. They can read it. And we would welcome them. In fact, we hope that they would come to help us pay the bills. Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure, to whom the people of Israel come. If we don't speak, who is going to speak? Well, I'll tell you who's speaking right now. It's the Mormons. It's the Muslims. It's the movie stars that are speaking right now. Woe to us if we aren't the ones. Within the past year, I was talking to a pastor friend, and during the course of our conversation, he shared with me one of his griefs. It's become my own. A teenage girl in his congregation invited a friend, an unchurched friend, to come to their youth group, and the girl did. And the pastor followed up, and he called on that family in their home, and pretty soon the mom and dad and younger brother were attending church. The mom and dad and the teenage girl were in adult instruction classes, and things were going just fine. They were regular church attenders. And one day, one of the parents of another kid came to the pastor and said, do you know the new girl? And the pastor said, yeah. And this mom said, do you know that she has a tattoo on her ankle? The pastor said, no, I didn't know that. And then a little while later, another parent came and said, the new girl, you know who I mean? And the pastor said, yeah, I saw her around the corner of the church the other day smoking a cigarette. And then another parent came and said, pastor, the new girl, the other day, she leaned into the car as her boyfriend was dropping her off at youth group, and she kissed him goodbye. That kind of behavior isn't acceptable at our church. The pastor said, let me talk to that family. But the next morning, some of the parents came and said, pastor, we talked to the new girl. And we told the new girl that she probably should find a different church because, well, her lifestyle and her social place just weren't in line with our church here. And a new girl did find a new church. Well, at least she didn't come back there. And the pastor went to their house, and he went back again and again until they said, pastor, don't come back here anymore. Because we're not sure that Christianity is for us. Souls for whom Jesus Christ died. Woe to you who are complacent. To those people come to you. This is the Lord's church. We can't save anybody. God does that. But we can connect people to the Word of God. We can create an environment where the Word of God nurtures those who sit in the pews, where the Word of God is heard by those who don't even know yet how to call on the name of Jesus. And we do it not so the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod will grow, not necessarily so each of our congregations will burst at their seams, not so we can pay the bills, but for God's sake, for the sake of the one who died that we might live forever. for the sake of those who are perishing apart from a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's time to get on with it. It's hard work for students, for faculty, for boards of regents and other people in leadership positions. But it's time to get on with it. For Jesus' sake, amen.